Let's go to Tom in Cleveland, Ohio, and he's got a teenage daughter that's got some hair loss. Let's see. Okay, let's go to him. And he is lying. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Okay, buddy. And so what's happening with your teenage daughter?
She's 16 years old.
Okay.
A vegetarian.
Okay.
Stays off the red meat, no sugar, sweets, no white flour.
Pretty good.
She's experiencing some hair loss.
Okay. The most common reason, does she do a lot of exercise?
Yes.
That's the most common reason is lack of salt. And in children and people who have healthy kidneys and healthy perspiration, you can easily test salt status when they break a sweat to taste the perspiration on the outer edge of the shoulder. So right where the arm comes off the shoulder, you want to taste that. It should be slightly salty. So what I would do for her, how much does she weigh roughly?
115-ish.
How much?
115.
115, okay. Well,
I do have some of your pink salt.
Good. What I would do is give her 1 teaspoon in 16 ounces of water to drink first thing in the morning for 10 days. And then on her food, 1 teaspoon in the food. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, within 10 days, that should replete the salt. Also, normally, especially a young kid, we will see that they'll have a bowel movement usually within 30 minutes of this salt. Now, the salt, the role of salt is, of course, fluid balance in the body. And the controller of fluid balance is the adrenals. Okay? And so if she is unable to balance fluid, then it's very common, if it's very challenging because there's low salt, it's very common that we see hair loss. Okay? Now, if you have a complete adrenal shock, you would lose all the hair in your whole body. And that's called alopecia universalis. And that's where you go through and you have a terrible high-stress episode. You lose it all. But just by low salt, she's creating an adrenal stress episode. See? And so some hair is being lost. This is the most common thing. There are many other things that can do this, but from a nutrition standpoint, this is the thing we most commonly see. Supporting the salt should make her stronger, should make her a better athlete. The other thing that I'd like to suggest as a vegetarian is that, number one, she makes sure she's got her B vitamins, and number two, she makes sure she has adequate protein. And the way she can do this with the protein is get some of our Quantum Whey protein, nice clean product. The bees, she could get some Max Stress B. These are not from an animal. They're all produced by Beneficial Probiotics. And she could do that for a little while, which will support the natural synthesis of adrenal hormones and might help to speed the whole process. But I'd like to see her stay with some whey protein, begin to use mushrooms but not portobellos, like shiitakes, and if she does want to use button mushrooms, they go in one end, come out the other, unless they're fermented. They can be used, but shiitakes and trumpet mushrooms or erewhon or French horn mushroom, they're all the same name. These are awesome 65% dry weight protein, so they're really an awesome delivery system. And then you can shift a little more toward a plant-based diet. And I would recommend she would call that a plant-based diet rather than vegetarian, because everybody gets worried when they hear the word vegetarian that you're not getting adequate nutrition. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for your call, Tom.
Thank you.
Bye now.